Hold on, girl. Let me take this. Hold on. Hello? You ain't gotta like me, but you gonna like what I have to say.
Welcome. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to episode 15. It's your girl, Margaret. As always, thank you guys so much for tuning in, pressing play, subscribing, following, fast-forwarding, rewinding back, because we know you done missed some shit. Okay. Either way, I definitely appreciate the love and support. Now, before I even get into today's episode, I really wanted to give you guys a really big shout out because, like, I just realized, I was like, damn, I'm 32 episodes in and the fucking loyalty is real. Like, I really realized, like, my day one subscribers, my day one listeners, like, y'all motherfuckers really been rocking with me. Now, I've taken some breaks. I've been on hiatus. I mean, I don't even do the promo that I used to do with my episodes, and you motherfuckers still press play. And I am so fucking grateful, like, because if you guys recall, and I've shared this a bit, I started my podcast last year after losing my mother, and, you know, it definitely helped and contribute to me and my healing process. And I have so much fun when I do this. It's not work to me, but again, when I put something out, you know me, I like to deliver quality work. And quality work takes time. You know, being creative takes time. Organization takes time. And the fact that you motherfuckers are patient and appreciative of my time and when I drop shit, I'm just so grateful for that. And I really wanted to, like, give a lot of big shout outs, especially people that leave me those voice memos, people that be in my DMs, people that actually just be encouraging me, even though y'all got a funny way of doing it sometimes, because, like, baby, some of y'all a little rude, but I see the love, though. I do. I feel it. I receive it. And I just wanted to thank y'all, because, like, deadass, like, you know, I know a lot of people, they create podcasts, they look for clout, they look for fame, and, like, I don't even do it for this shit. I really do it just to speak to people, to speak to my community, and just to connect. And I just definitely, I'm grateful for the fact that you guys just rock with me. So thank you guys. Okay. Now, on to today's episode. This episode has been long awaited, okay? And you guys have begged on IG for a part two of this shit. And I'm finally here and I'm ready to deliver this episode, okay? Now, if you guys recall, back in August, I dropped the episode called Get Your Spirit in Check. And no lie, it was actually, like, my number one episode for, like, 4 months straight. Like, I dropped so much shit, but that shit, for some reason, stayed in the top spot until Runa Crew came and they knocked it down. Deadass. That's how that played out. But for real though, like, literally, like, that episode was, like, a episode that resonated with a lot of people. A lot of people was feeling it. A lot of people hated it as well, but then they love to hate it. Whatever. Either way though, a lot of people in my DMs, especially when I do questions of the day, or just, you know, I get the voicemails, it's like, when is a part two coming? When is a part two coming? And, you know, as I've kind of told you guys, when I drop things that are relatable to me and how they speak to me when they speak to me. And I didn't want to deliver a part two of that episode because I really felt like that episode was just so in a different space, different time for me. And it worked for me at that time that I was just like, I don't need to fine tune that shit. But then I went through some shit, had to live through some shit, had to heal from some shit that it did eventually lead to me having a different, you know, outlook on my spirit and how to get there. So I'm here to share that finally with you guys. I've definitely switched up my routine a bit. Although everything that I said in that episode, it still works. It still resonates. It's still powerful. But this is just something different. Okay. And, you know, as always, you know, this is my rendition of how I get my spirit together, how I do shit. So if it doesn't apply, then bitch, bye. Okay. I mean that in the most loving and positive way. Just saying. So when I think back from August up until this point in my life, spiritually, I have had to focus on shifting my perspective and my routine to get my shit together. Okay. So I've actually been getting more in touch with tarot reading and astrology. And it's kind of crazy because recently I had a reading done by Joy Kimberly. She's from Brooklyn, New York, by the way. And baby, that shit was just wow and powerful. And little story time how I found Miss Joy Kimberly. So last year, you guys probably have heard a few episodes where Lipstick Alley was kind of putting out some shit in the forums about my podcast a bit and being subliminal to some of my guests. And so, you know, I got around to seeing what this Lipstick Alley bullshit is. I never created an account because for some reason that shit is so bulletproof to make a Lipstick Alley account, but they do let you read through some of the shit like publicly. And so in that, one of my subscribers had went ahead and posted something in the astrology section about one of my guests and, you know, them and, you know, their, I guess their sign or whatever. Anyway, so when I was peeking through that shit or whatever, because, you know, I've always lived for astrology. Like no lie, even living in New York, like I would go right to the newspaper section of astrology. I had to know, like, what's my vibe today? Okay, for Leos. Okay. So anyway. In that, though, I came across Joy Kimberly, and she always posts tons of videos in each of the different zodiac signs, and her videos was just, they always gave me life. She kept it real. She had no filter. Like, it was just to the point. Some shit resonated, some didn't. Whatever resonated with me, though, I took those messages, and baby, I kept pushing through. I never could track her down until one day I finally was like, how the fuck do I find her? Okay, and I went ahead and I went on my computer, and long story short, I finally, you know, found her YouTube, I found her IG, and I was like, I need a reading, okay? And it was the best thing ever. So with that said, I wanted to give you guys a sneak peek of actually what Joy does. And so on today's commercial break, I actually am featuring her, and she's gonna give you guys a really short reading. And, you know, if it resonates, it resonates. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Okay. Anyways, so with that said, though, again, for me, I had to shift my perspective and my routine. So the tarot readings, connecting with my astrology more. Also, I actually stay very connected during full and new moon cycles. For me, that's kind of helped me with keeping on track and balancing things. So I feel like now more than ever, especially with what we're going through, I feel like it is the perfect time for us to readjust, realign, and apply pressure to making conscious changes to connecting to our higher selves. So with my shift in perspective, it led me to a path of self-awareness and intuitiveness. For me, my energy, it feels so different, and I feel more present in moments. So I thought, why not today bring you guys a countdown, because y'all love a good countdown, on readjusting and realigning yourself to connect to your spirit better. Now again, the episode I dropped back in August, it still very much resonates. It still very much is a powerful message. It's a lot of good helpful tips, and I mean, I think it's for me, I feel like that was like the beginning. And now that I've been so like knee deep into like connecting with myself better, you know, you have to make adjustments because we go through shit. Things are interchangeable. They change every day. Therefore, this now is a different time in my life, and I feel very connected, but in a different and better way. And for that, I want to share that with you guys. So let's go ahead and get into my countdown. Coming in at number one, words hold weight. For me, and I think I've shared this a bit on my podcast, I struggle a lot with my self-confidence. And while I tend to receive compliments, for some reason, I always feel like those elements of those words, I receive them to be so untrue. Like for years, and I'm talking years, guys, I always thought I wasn't capable of like doing certain things, or that I wasn't too pretty enough for people or situations, I guess. Usually I would put myself down before I even gave anyone or something the opportunity to do it for me. Ultimately, I realized that speaking these things began to hold weight. It held weight in holding me back and keeping me stuck. It put me in a place like to accept shitty jobs, one-sided friendships, and even receive unbalanced and unmatched love. For a while, I always used to wonder, like, why do I continue to hold on to the bare minimum? Like, why do I continue to allow people to deliver the bare minimum? And more importantly, why am I so accepting of this bullshit? It's because eventually I started to realize, like, I was spending a lot of time, like, speaking so negative about myself. Like, I really put this low value perspective on myself that eventually other people started to value me in that way. It was then that I realized that words really do hold weight, and there's only truth in what you speak, and obviously then what you believe. What I first started to do was I said I have to apply pressure on being more positive with my words. I started to big myself up more, step out of my comfort zone, and I even started to do things to help me re-understand the value in myself. And I'm not gonna even fucking lie, that shit was really enlightening. I had to spend a lot of time meditating, you know, doing multiple different things, which I'll even get into in this countdown, which was helpful. But the biggest thing for me was that I had to really start to appreciate the person I see in the mirror. And I had to understand, like, this girl that I see every day, like, she has value. And yeah, we have some flaws. Yeah, we have things we don't like about ourselves or whatever. But it doesn't mean that I have to be so accepting of bullshit because I'm insecure about things. No. So I really started just to have a new appreciation for the person I see every day. So that helped me. Coming in at number two, ground yourself. Now, several months ago, I was experiencing a lot of like poor sleeping habits and headaches, right? And I'm telling you, like, these sleep habits, like me going to bed 2-3 in the morning and working and then getting these headaches, like, honestly, they was really getting the motherfucking best of me. And I was like, I don't fucking understand why. Like, why am I going through this shit? Why can't I sleep through the night? Why am I waking up? Why am I going to bed so late? Why do I have a fucking headache? Okay. And it wasn't until then that I realized that I was allowing situations or even people's off energies affect me. My problem is that I'm very given and I'm very there for people. And sometimes I overextend myself. And, you know, it's just part of my trait of being loyal and loving. And sometimes I would like sit there and like take on all this energy that people were giving me, you know, because I'm being there for them. And I was neglecting my own energy, my own vibe. You feel me? Other times, like, I noticed that I would overthink situations. Like, if I was going through something, I would overthink it. You know, I would spend too much fucking time on that shit. Or even, like, I'll get anxiety off of things. You know, problems that I go through in my life. You know, the unknown. That shit was fucking with me. So, I ended up starting this a couple months ago. I started to practice centering. And honestly, I feel like centering has really, really helped me through a lot. A lot. Like, I stress on the a lot part. The idea behind centering is that you're supposed to, like, redistribute the energy from your mind into your body. And believe it or not, it's kind of funny. What made me really wake up and realize this shit, because I was going through some shit, okay? I read this thing that says studies show that emotional pain lasts about 20 minutes. And anything after that is you just fucking with yourself, okay? And I said, bitch, oh, you spending too much fucking time being sad. Heard you. So in those moments where I'm like, okay, bitch, time's up, I go, nope, you gotta center yourself. How do I do that? Basically, the idea is that I'm gonna move the pain from my mind to my body. And so sometimes what I'll do is that, and I did a lot of research on this, like how to center yourself successfully. The first way is that I would basically go ahead and cover my crown. You could do that by covering it for like a minute or two. And that just kind of changes the momentum, that changes the energy from your mind to your body, because you need that shit out your mind. Okay. Other times I stand up. Like, I don't know, I love being in my room. I love being in my bed. It's my happy place. But when I'm going through some shit that got me going through some shit, I stand the fuck up. Okay. And the idea behind that is that when you feel your feet, you're placing all the weight from your mind into the ground. Grounding yourself. Holler. Copy. Other times, I read too that some people, they'll like go and take a cold shower. I'm not that bold. Okay. Cold water and I don't match, unfortunately. Or you could really try to do deep breathing, and that's kind of worked for me, but it really doesn't, honestly. But covering my crown has been like the most successful for me. And then obviously meditation, standing up, etc. When you ground yourself, honestly, you're giving yourself more control in your thoughts, and in turn it connects you to your higher self. The thing is that if you allow your thoughts to be the dictator to how you move, to how happy you become, to how you interact with things, okay, how you receive things, no, you're not going to be connected. So I needed that. I needed to wake up from that, and baby, I woke up. Just saying. Moving on. Coming in at number three, isolation. Now, as much as I look like some social butterfly, I actually find peopling to be a fucking chore. Okay. I joke all the time, I hate humans. Sometimes I really do. But deadass, peopling is a fucking chore. For me, I feel like connecting with people is just fucking work. I don't know how y'all feel, but it's work. And I have a tip coming up about this too, by the way, about, you know, peopling, so to speak. But anyway, with that said, though, I feel like sometimes we need to isolate and retreat to ourselves. Okay, we have to isolate. We have to go to ourselves, go within. I feel like every day we are changing and we're learning something new about ourselves. And so it's important that we take time away from peopling to stay connected to ourselves and to continue to learn and understand ourselves. For me, and I'm being real, I find it very impossible to connect with people if I don't understand myself. How the fuck can I get to know you and understand you if I don't know who the fuck I am? Okay, copy. So, therefore, I feel like us as people, we need to really perfect the craft of getting to know ourselves. Do it alone and without the influence of other people's energies. You're in your own fucking lane and vibe for a reason, you know? And again, I'm not saying you gotta cut off all of the world, but take time for yourself. Isolate, get to know you. Because the reality is that situations change all day long. We are changing, especially if you're on the path to growth. We're changing. And let me tell you something, baby, you're gonna discover a new you and you need to get to know her or him. Okay, learn that motherfucker. Just saying, moving on. Coming in at number 4. Connect with people with a purpose. Okay, so now this is my peopling section for you folks that love to people. Okay. Now, it's important to understand this, that giving and receiving access is a gift. I'm gonna repeat that shit for the people in the back. Giving and receiving access is a gift. When we choose to encounter people, it has to come with two understandings. Okay, so get your notepad and your pen for the people in the back. Okay, one, having access to a person is a fucking privilege. Privilege. Two, people are temporary. When you recognize these two fucking things, you will realize that those who you encounter with will need to fulfill a purpose and a unique one. Okay, and I'm gonna give y'all a little bit of example. So like for starters, I have people that I can lean on spiritually. Then I have others who I can lean on for just fun. If I need business advice or ventures, I have an outlet of people for that shit too. I am aware of the purpose that they bring and I offer me in exchange for that purpose. So define your purposes with people. Okay, that's one. Therefore, I am very much aware that it's a privilege to take space in their space, all while understanding that giving space away in my motherfucking space should be done with a purpose. Stop motherfucking giving space and time to motherfuckers without a purpose. That's what that equates to. Okay, heard it? Purpose, for me though, it has to be equally matched. Purpose has to be mutually agreeable. Okay, you understand that? It has to be double-sided, baby. Just saying. So through this, all of that shit I just said, I'm also aware that people are temporary. I understand that the purpose they offer is valuable, but has an unknown timestamp in being fulfilled. And I feel like once that purpose is fulfilled, guess what, guys? It's done. But the beauty in creating these connections filled with purpose and unknown timelines is that we learn so much and it contributes to our growth. The reality is like people need people, even if it's for a short period of time, even if it causes hurt. Okay, there's lessons in these blessings of encountering people. And I feel like a lot of people take people for granted. And a lot of people think that if this person comes into your life with a purpose that they're obligated to stay. No. They're obligated to stay until the purpose is fulfilled. And I think once we release those expectations and those holds that we put on people and all that bullshit, and we just take account of people fulfilling things for a purpose and then for a temporary time, you're motherfucking happy. Moving on. Coming in at number 5, stay present. I don't know, have y'all heard this quote called, yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, and today is a motherfucking gift. That's my rendition though. Anyway, look, the number one energy killer, and I'm keeping it all the way 100, is obsessing about our past mistakes and what our future holds. Now, I am a planner and I'm gonna tell you like this, I had to get a fucking grip on life, okay? I had to really get a grip on life that living in the present removes all these blockages that I've been fucking experiencing. Now, while it's really good and great to have a plan, it becomes a problem when it takes away from living in the fucking now. Now, you're missing out on what's happening now when you're so obsessed with planning the fucking future. Similar to our past, like, I'm a firm believer in, like, letting go and moving forward. I like the moving forward energy because it lets me know, like, what's happened in the past has taught me my lessons, but it's paved the way to my growth for the present. Okay. Yet, if I'm focused on past setbacks, how can I experience the growth in the present? It's impossible. Right now, we are experiencing a time of uncertainty. And while it's okay to worry and wonder what the future holds, it's kind of pointless to stress about a bunch of shit that's not aligning or how soon to get it to align because it doesn't fucking change the pace. You have no control in the pace. You have no control in the fucking future. Just saying. Instead, I feel like we need to take moments as they come and we need to practice gratitude. I used to look back at shit and be like, damn, I wish this happened for me, or damn, I wish things would be different, or damn, when is this shit gonna happen? Instead, I'm now more focused on being grateful for the now because with the present, everything is guaranteed, but the future is so fucking unknown. You cannot stress about things you don't fucking know. Catch my drift? So for me, focusing on what's happening now and being grateful for what I have right now is all that's promised. I can't think back to some shit that I lost. Can't think about some shit I don't have because I don't know if I'm gonna have it. That's fucking stupid. So I'm grateful for what the fuck I have right now. Moving on. All right, guys, let's take a quick break and let's take a listen to a reading by Joy Kimberly.
What's the good? All signs, all elements, what's good? This is Joy Kimberly, bring you a spiritual check-in. So, this is how we're going to do this real quick. We're going to go through the elements. I'll give you a quick message on what the universe wants you to know right now. And if you need more information, hit me up at Joy Kimberly The Bridge on Instagram, Joy Kimberly on YouTube, and my email is joykimberlythebridge@gmail.com. Now, water signs, you're first. You have the Ace of Cups, clarified by the Devil. And I use the Guiding Light Tarot. Essentially, it's pretty much saying that something is about to be over and you're obsessing over it, or it's over already. You gotta let it go, y'all. You carrying way too much fucking baggage. Drop that shit. Earth signs, you have the Hermit card, which also came out reverse. This deck is not supposed to be read reverse, but I clarified it and got the King of Wands reverse. Y'all are trying to fucking control too much and being stubborn about it. And I feel like with the Hermit card coming out reverse, you're also realizing, shit, I'm stepping in my own damn way. Yeah, you are. Relax, Earth signs. Next is the Fire signs. Fire signs, you have the Five of Pentacles reversed and the King of Pentacles. Clarified by the King of Pentacles. That's damn good, y'all. Essentially, what I'm getting with that is you're either regaining or maintaining your stability. Y'all are living the fucking life right now. And lastly, you have the Air signs. Two of Wands, clarified by the Sun. You got a big decision to make. Make it. And know that the decision that you make will lead you into happiness and possibly a new relationship. Toodles.
Coming in at number 6, changing small things promotes change. Sometimes we get really stuck in doing the same damn thing, the same routine, the same meals, etc. The same input produces the same output. Okay, change is some really scary shit. I ain't gonna even fucking lie. Sometimes we are afraid to quit a job, to start a new fucking business because we fear, like, shit may not be the same. I mean, there's no safety there. We're so fucking used to the same shit because it's safe. You feel me? Other times, we won't open our hearts to, like, new love because we fear the risk of getting hurt, you know? Or sometimes we won't even expand our brand, you know, to experience growth because we fear the idea of not succeeding. Like, we're just afraid. Either way, I feel like what kind of helped me in branching out and, you know, doing things, especially on my career, on a career standpoint, was making small changes to promote change. You know, I started with my routine. Like, I asked myself, like, do I really need to drive this fucking route every day? Take a different way. See new scenery. Also, like, for some people, you might have a really strict meditation routine. Switch that shit up. You don't have to always do it in the morning. Do it at night. Maybe you eat the same shit for breakfast every day. Try something new. Implementing small changes can train you to be more open to bigger changes. You start small and then you fucking grow to big. Okay? So for me, yeah, it started like that. And now I'm finally in a place in my life where I'm like, I am fucking ready. I'm ready to take on the unknown. I'm not letting this fear get in the way of what I could potentially be. No thanks. Coming in at number 7, balance intuition and intellect. This was actually a friendly reminder a couple months ago, and I had to learn. Okay, I had to learn. So I want you to pay attention to this fucking breakdown. This section actually came because I leave a lot of, I do a lot of voice memos when I'm wanting to reflect. That's my way of writing. I like to do that. And it's something that I speak how I feel, but I play it back sometimes and then I don't. But anyway, I've been doing this for a couple months now and I had to play back this, this portion about it because I was just like, I need to learn, baby. So I want to educate y'all. So let me break this down a bit. Intuition is the idea of knowing something due to our instincts, right? Without having that knowledge. And I'm guilty. That's me. I'm gonna just put it out there right fucking now. Intellect, though, is the idea of logical and reasonable thinking, right? And I'm gonna tell y'all, for a while, especially in relationships, I focused a lot on my intuition. It led me into making decisions and choices in these relationships and even in life sometimes. Although I like to say I do practice a lot of intellect or intellectual thinking when it comes to life format. But when it comes to relationship, your girl is all the way intuition, baby. Now, while it's cute being in tune with your intuitive side, we have to practice intellect and we have to balance the two. The balance is really, really important. And I'm gonna just put in a little bit of a perspective. Like, for example, imagine you operating in a world solely based on your gut. You offer like zero intention of research or logical thinking because your gut just tells you like, sis, this is what I feel, so this is what it is. Girl or guy, you crazy. The sad part is that you actually get to miss out on the dope shit you would experience that comes with intellect, which is the education piece. You learn a lot when you have the balance. On the flip side of shit though, because I know some motherfuckers are just straight intellect, when you are operating solely on intellect, it keeps you disconnected, and that's because you're zeroed in on whatever the fuck you're thinking. And guess what? You missed the bigger picture. No bueno. Okay. And I actually had to encounter a few experiences, especially when learning how to communicate with people, in relationships especially. I had to really, really experience that to be more comfortable with practicing intellect. Because for me, what I realized, and this is just me coming from grounding myself and sitting down and reflecting, that I used to think that if I balanced my intellect with my intuition, it meant that I was devaluing my intuition. And more importantly, I started to realize too that I wasn't trusting my intellect. And I like to think I'm smart, baby, so I don't understand why I was doing that. And to this day, I don't even have a fucking reason. I just think that I always felt like my gut is right. I have to believe it. Believe that, sis. No, you can't reason that with logic. No, that doesn't work. Eventually, what I learned, though, was that I needed to be a little bit more trusting to accepting things that were foreign to me. Because again, me being or practicing or balancing that intellect, that's foreign to me. Because my gut is like my instinct. My instinct is always on point. At least that was my one-sided way of thinking about shit. That shit's on point. Listen to that. It never steered you wrong, girl. You know what I mean? And no, I had to trust my intellect a whole lot more. Therefore, like using the logic to balance and support my intuition was the only way that it would work. Okay, you cannot be out here fucking saying shit and you don't have shit to support it with. No, you can't just say because you had a twinge in your stomach that, oh girl, you're right. No, where's the logic? Where's the fucking support behind that? So that is fucking balancing your intellect with your intuition. And what I started to learn was, and here's my conclusion in all this shit, was that intuition without intellect is just a motherfucking assumption. Therefore, intuition with intellect is a fucking fact. Okay, learn the difference and support your motherfucking intuition with facts. Okay. Moving on. So coming in at number 8, which happens to be my final tip, is implement the love you need. Now, I talked a lot about self-love on my podcast, and it still holds so much weight. It is like number one. Self-love will forever be number one. But I feel like now we need to get to a place of understanding what love should look like when we are receiving and giving it. You know, at this point, because you have self-love, okay? And this is just for my folks that's there with the self-love, okay? You are aware of what type of love you need to feel whole in your relationships. And this applies to all types of relationships. I want to be very clear here. This is universal, okay? This is not just a love piece. This is not that. This is everything. Relationships are all types, and this applies because there should be love in relationships, period. Anyway, so at this point, you probably have a list compiled of all your needs and your boundaries, right? And at this point, we've talked about this before. This list that you have is non-negotiable. Why? Because any compromise that you make off that list is compromising your self-love. Just had to remind y'all. So therefore, when you're at a place of giving your love to others, you're giving them what you're capable of and in need of receiving matched. And I want to stress the match part because that's fucking important. Now, I want to be also clear too that yes, we all love differently and we show it on various levels. But there's a big but here. We have to understand that we don't have to compromise on these levels to maintain relationships with others, not to even meet these motherfuckers. Just saying. Instead, we need to implement the love that we need by giving it and being open to receiving it in return in the same or similar way. Now, what you call similar, that's your gray area. That's your business. And the reason why I stress on that is because everybody has a gray area. Okay, yeah, we have boundaries. They're non-negotiable. But we have a gray area of what we define as similar. And that's okay. You can have that. As long as, you know, it doesn't fuck with your peace and your value. Cool. Moving on. Sometimes I feel like we spend time though convincing ourselves of accepting the bare minimum because we've connected with people for a purpose. But when the purpose is maybe in the process of being fulfilled, or maybe it's even no longer being fulfilled for some people, you have to kind of take a step back and ask yourself, like, is this connection maintaining the value it once offered to contribute to my wholeness? For me, I had to spend a lot of time in reflection and asking myself with various connections with people, like, are they really still fulfilling that purpose? Are they maintaining that? You know, are they really working towards it? Am I getting what I need to feel whole? I want to be clear. Feeling whole and having people that make you feel whole does not make you codependent. Because again, people need people. That's just the reality. You know what I mean? And as long as it's being done in a healthy way, aka matching my energy, aka meeting, you know, and not crossing my boundaries and me doing the same, you know, reciprocating that. Again, that's bringing wholeness. You understand? Because I'm going to tell you right now, if you have someone that walks around in these motherfucking streets and say that I hate people, I don't need people, I'm good by myself, they're a fucking liar. We all need people. Even if you have one friend or 20 friends, as long as they have that purpose and that value and they bring you that, you're whole. That's cool. And we have different elements that defines wholeness. And again, when I speak to things that work for me. And this works for me. I need people. I need purposeful people in my life. I need purposeful relationships in my life to fucking feel whole. And why? Because I know what the fuck I give. And so therefore, I want to fucking receive that back. That's what makes me whole. So I just want to be clear with that. Okay, so that's just, again, I just wanted to define my wholeness. Just saying. Therefore, though, settling for me does not need to be a thing when you're implementing the love you need. Just like with connections, love is a contributing piece, believe it or not, to connecting to your higher self. Because again, we need people. Love is everything. And I feel like people who walk life without love will never, never achieve anything in being close to their higher self. Like, I don't buy it. You don't love yourself. You don't love other people. You don't know how to give. You don't know how to receive. Bruh. Girl, you need to get it together. Because baby, you're walking this life and you're never, never going to even fucking connect with yourself fully. Just saying. Moving on though. And I feel like it's important that people, therefore, when you settle for less, you're shortchanging yourself. And so you have to maintain what love's supposed to look like for you, right? Because again, when you kind of go off course, you get off balance. You don't feel like yourself. You're not being true to yourself. And, you know, the thing is that I kind of talked about this, I think, in like toxic family dynamics and shit, where like, you know, it has to be an equal give or take. You know what I mean? So if you're giving this love, you're giving all this love to people, you know, and then they're not matching you back. At some point, you have to say, damn, okay, I'm implementing the love I need, right, to folks, but they're not giving it back to me. I'm not fucking whole. And you have to fucking be whole. Because that shit, guess what it does to you? It fucking drains you. And our energy needs to be preserved. For who? For ourselves. Because if you're not good within yourself, you're not going to be good to others. Just want to be clear. Now, the other thing I wanted to note that's really important, though, because I don't want people to get it twisted, too, that, oh, people aren't loving you the way you need to be loved. They ain't shit. Because a lot of people do that. And that is not my fucking message, okay? I feel like it's really, really important that we have to understand that people who are not capable of meeting you with the love you need does not mean that they're inadequate or they're less than you. Sometimes what people are offering is really all they are capable of giving. And there are people out there for them that who can match that. That's what you have to realize, is that everybody has their fucking limits, okay? And they can only go up to a certain limit, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. It's important for us to understand that if we have a higher limit that someone else is not capable of meeting, that guess what? That their level's just not for us, and that's okay. It doesn't mean that they're terrible. It doesn't mean that they don't know love. It doesn't mean that, you know, their love language sucks. No, that's not the case. It's just that that person is not on your level and you can't meet them at theirs. Because think about it. If I'm at an 80 and you're at a 60, I don't want to go down and break down to 60. That's not fair to me. Just like I wouldn't exhaust you out and expect you to get to 80. You feel me? Find somebody with a little balance. Now, if motherfuckers is sitting at 60 and you at 65, 70, y'all motherfuckers can meet each other in the middle. But if there's a big fucking gap, baby, no can do. Just saying. With that said, we have to understand that it's impossible to think that we can rework someone's capabilities, all right? All you can do in situations like that is be understanding to it and respect it. But you cannot spend your time and your energy on reworking or being hopeful that you will be met with the love you need from a person who cannot match it. They just can't. And the reason why is because you're taking away time and energy that could be spent on you or even potential connections with people with other purposes. You know, I feel like you have to love people the way you want to be loved, and you have to be accepting of receiving it back the same way. Sometimes, you know, we hold on to connections because of its purpose. And we think that because this person and this connection is unique and their purpose is unique, that I'm not going to find something like that. Or maybe we hold on to what the connection used to be, and that's what keeps us in trying to rework it. Or maybe that's what keeps us from going from 80 to 60. Or that's what makes us go from 80 to 60, because we're like, okay, this is what it used to be. This is what we kind of have. And I want that, and I want to maintain it. But like I said, it's not worth it. It just isn't. You know, you have to maintain yourself. And, you know, when you are trying to rework shit that's just not possible to rework, you're just losing track of the shit that you really got to do for yourself. And it's taken away from possibilities of different outcomes, different connections, different purposes with different people. And, you know, and I'm just saying that even in friendships, like in relationships with family members, like you have to really sit back and say, look, this shit ain't, I'm not receiving what I'm giving. Okay. But final thoughts here. My journey for me, like what I feel like has been really ever changing, and I'm growing. I'm forever growing. And I feel like we always have to rework our thinking to grow our perspective, because new situations are bound to happen. And with that, we are capable, I feel like, of connecting to ourselves more. We gain a better understanding of ourselves. We grow spiritually as well. For me, I feel like growing spiritually and like connecting to myself more has definitely allowed me to get myself in check. I really have learned like a lot of new things about myself. I've encountered new people and experiences, and it's just been really groundbreaking. Honestly, taking time, isolating myself from people and situations, to meeting new people, experiencing different ways of communicating and learning, you know, about people, has really, really, really like made me feel enlightened. I actually really feel like liberated. It's kind of crazy. I even feel more abundant in parts of my life that I've never felt before. I feel like me doing this and finding myself and learning about myself and experiencing all the things, I mean, I'm talking happiness to heartbreak, has definitely put me in a position in my life now where I feel like, you know, I'm stronger, and then I'm ready and open to receive, you know, my blessings, like my new things. Like, I'm open to doing things more. I'm open to expanding my business more. It's just, it's given me like a new light at the end of my tunnel. And that's the best way I could explain it, honestly. I feel like because we're in quarantine, a lot of people complain about, oh, sitting still and not going outside, reopen outside, whatever. I feel like this is really, really an amazing opportunity to like really connect to ourselves more. Sitting still is a fucking vibe. And I didn't realize that shit until I had to fucking really sit still. Like, I've already been practicing grounding myself and being still, but like, I still was all about the fast life. Ooh, let me go out to the club with my friends. Oh, let's go out to eat here. What's this? What's that? Ooh, what's popping on IG? All that dumb shit. Okay, work, kids, school, all that shit, okay? Shaking, baking, moving, going to the mall, going here. Like, your mind is on all those things but yourself. And so you don't have time or space to place any fucking energy into you and your thoughts and your growth, because you're fucking putting energy into the club, to your outfit, to your makeup, to your whatever that you're about to do. And so now that people have to fucking sit still, they're being forced to be within their cells, to be within their head. It's problematic to a lot of people. A lot of people are complaining because a lot of people like to escape from shit. Nobody wants to face the music. Nobody wants to fucking grow. Nobody wants to be a better them. You know why? Because we got alcohol, we got weed, we got fucking the club, we got the fucking outside to fucking distract us from that bullshit. And the thing is, to distract us from our problems. And the thing is I think this is the problem with society. This is the problem with why relationships fail. This is the problem why we don't grow as individuals, why we don't take that leap of faith into job prospects, to our career, etc. Because we're so fucking focused on escaping from working on the shit that we gotta work on within ourselves. And I feel like sitting still and being still is the time and the place to do it now in this quarantine, in this moment. Because I promise you, when shit does get better, because it is gonna get better, but I'm gonna tell you one thing, it's not gonna be the fucking same. But when it gets better, you are going to be a better person. So take the time. Get to know yourself. Be in isolation. Sit the fuck down. Look at the shit that you've done wrong. Look at the shit that you have problems in. Work through that shit within yourself. Do it for you. And the shit that doesn't serve you, and I hate to put it like that because I don't think it's nice to say that kind of stuff, but the shit that doesn't serve you, that shit, you can let it go. And you have to be open to that. You have to be accepting of that. And letting go, and I'm not even just referring to people or, oh, you're fucked up relationships. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about things in general that don't serve you. If there's a certain mindset that you've been thinking, your way of thinking, if it's not serving its purpose and it's not getting you to the next level, let that shit go. If the motherfucker that you are laying down with every fucking night ain't serving you, baby, and contributing to your growth, let it go. If there is a family member who is just not bigging you up, they're not bringing positivity to you, all they're doing is bringing your energy down, let them fucking go. And letting go too can also be, and let's be clear here, because I want to be very, very open and honest here. I'm saying let go, I'm not saying close the door. And what I mean by that is that you can let go, you can put people on ice, you can pause motherfuckers for whoever cares how long. And guess what? If they can find it within themselves to grow, to change, to be better, and then they can align with your new growth and your new fucking change, then baby, open the doors. Give it an opportunity. But if motherfuckers are not meeting you where they need to be met at, you gotta let it go. So sit still, be still, and work through your shit. Outside will be there. But this opportunity that we have right now to really be in our bag, to be in our feelings, to be in our head, whatever the fuck y'all wanna resonate and call it, baby, fucking get to it. Because I don't feel like we're ever gonna have this opportunity where we actually get to reach some type of mental clarity and understanding of who the fuck we are. Because once life resumes, trust and believe your mental health will not get this opportunity right here to sit the fuck down. Catch my drift? Anyway, though, I thank you guys so much for tuning in to today's episode. I'm sorry I went on a rant, but you know, I had to give it like it is. That's where I'm at in my space and my time. I really feel woke. I really feel enlightened. I feel liberated. I'm very grateful. That's the last thing I want to say. I'm very, very fucking grateful for my now, for my present. I'm grateful for what I have. I'm grateful for my encounters with people, my experiences, my new learnings, my reworkings of my perspective. I'm grateful for all those things. And most importantly, I'm grateful for this time that we have to just sit the fuck down. We live a really fast life, and when life is moving that fast, I mean, we're missing out on so fucking much. And so I'm just really, really grateful for this moment, believe it or not. But anyway, I thank you guys so much for tuning in to today's episode. I really hope y'all enjoyed Joy's reading today, and I will catch you guys on the next one.